The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Rosh Hashanah Daf Vov. We mentioned yesterday in the last shiur in regards to the law, the halacha of Bal Ta'acher. Whenever a person makes a pledge to the Rebbeinu Shlom, to Hekdish, for a karban, etc., a person has obligation to do it in a timely fashion. And when it comes to karbonos, we've been learning through the last few pages, last few daf, this halacha of Bal Ta'acher, where there is a machlokas, exactly what in what time frame a person has the ultimate obligation to actually bring the karban. And we discussed and mentioned the halacha of Bal Ta'acher with regard to giving tzedakah. B'mheira yavoi, b'mheira yibona hamigdosh, and we will familiarize ourselves with the halachas of karbonos. In today's day and age, the most nogea, the most practical application of these halachos is with regards to a pledge to tzedakah or to other pledges, to a shul, to other pledges of hekdesh shalona, like we mentioned. So we discussed yesterday that there were two opinions in the Rishonim, if indeed there is the halacha of Bal Ta'acher when it comes to tzedakah, and if there is the din of Bal Ta'acher when it comes to tzedakah, what is the time frame? We know by Hakdeshois, by a karban, a person has three regalim. One would suggest that the reason why a person has three regalim has to do with bringing a karban. When a person goes to bring to Alil Regal, it's a very convenient time for people to bring karbanos. The people in Chutz Laretz did not frequent the Beis Hamikdash, and Shalish Palma Vashana is when they used to go to the Beis Hamikdash to bring the karbanos, and that's where the significance of a regal has to do with a pledge. But there are those that question this with its application to tzedakah. What does tzedakah have to do with regal? And indeed, there is a machloikas if it carries over. We mentioned yesterday from our Gemara. It's mashma from the Gemara of Dalet Amud Aleph on the bottom. The Braisa tells us a list of all of different types of obligations, hekdeshos and erichin, like a chichapeya and tzedakah and other obligations, and the Gemara tells us, the Braisa ends off that seeming to say that all of these types of pledges, a person would transgress Bal Ta'acher after three regalim. What's the halacha? How do we paskin? When a person pledges to tzedakah, is there this halacha of three regalim? So, if one looks in Hilchas Tzedakah in Yerideya, Chilek Yerideya, in Simen Reish Nun Ches Seif Gimel, one will find that the Mechaber quotes the Lashon of the Rambam, and the Mechaber tells us, indeed, there is a din of Bal Ta'acher with regards to Tzedakah. However, he does not mention anything about three regalim. I'll quote the actual lashon of the mechaber: "Hatzedakah, harehi bechalal hanedarim. It is in the family of the darim lefichach. Therefore, ha'omer harei alai sela letzedakah. If a person says, 'I will give a sela to tzedakah,' or which obligates him to be mafresh, obligates him to set aside at a later date a specific sela, a specific coin for tzedakah." Or he says another type of neder. He doesn't say, I will set aside a sela tzedakah. Rather, he says, "Hare a sela hazu tzedakah." This specific sela, right away, he's matvis the sela, and he says, this sela should be tefer tzedakah. Chayiv litno la'aniyim miyad. he must satisfy his pledge and give it to the aniyim right away. Vim ichar, and if he indeed procrastinates, oiver bebal ta'achar, he will be transgressing bal ta'achar, sherei biyodoi litein miyad, because he has the ability to give it right away. Vaniyim mitzuyim heim, and there are aniyim that are in need, therefore he transgresses bal ta'achar miyad right away. This is Shitas Tosis, which he discussed in the last year. Vim ein sham aniyim, but if there are no aniyim, mafrish, which seems to say mafrish miyad, he has to be mafrish right away, umaniyach ad sheyimotze aniyim. So it seems from the Rambam that, yes, indeed, a person has the obligation to carry it out right away. He's over bal ta'acha right away. And if there's no aniyim, so he has to be mafrish right away. And that would seem like our question in the beginning of this class, which is, why would there be any relevance to three regalim with regards to bal ta'achar? And we explained in the last year why, even though by kabbanis normally we have the din of bal ta'achar, but we also find that when there is the obligation right away, the din of bal ta'achar according to Tosfos, and that seems to be how we paskin according to this mechaber and Rambam and other rishonim, that there is an obligation right away to give the tzedakah, and if he doesn't give it right away, he's over bal ta'achar right away. If he's not mafresh the tzedakah right away, he would transgress the issur right away. Now, just to clarify why this does not necessarily apply to the way we usually structure our tzedakahs on a day-to-day basis. And in order to understand how this works practically, we must understand a very, very important concept with regards to tzedakah. And that is that there are two distinct classifications and types of tzedakah which very often are confused, but they have very significant differences in halacha, and it's very important to understand and to really internalize the distinction between these two concepts. And the two concepts I'm referring to is concept A is the concept of tzedakah, and concept B is the concept of ma'aser. Tzedakah and ma'aser. Now, what is ma'aser? Is there an obligation of ma'aser? Where does ma'aser come from? And we know there is many psukim in the Torah that tell us that a person must give charity. That person must give tzedakah. In Pesach Tiftach, Lo'isa'amei says levavcho, Lo'isikpoi says yodcho me'achicho evya, and a person shall not harden his heart and tighten his fist from his brother, the evyoin. Pesach Tiftach, you have to open up and give. Nosan titain. Many times in the Torah it tells us that we must give tzedakah. Now the question is, how much tzedakah does one have to give? It doesn't tell us how much. And yet we know there's a term that's thrown around very, very, very lightly, and that is the mitzvah of ma'aser, the din of ma'aser. But it doesn't tell us in the Torah that a person must give ma'aser. There is a remez to it in the Torah, a Yaakov Avinu. It doesn't say in the Torah, Yitein Ma'aser, Chayev Odom Litein Ma'aser, but rather it says, by Yaakov Avinu, it relates a story that Yaakov Avinu said to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, V'chol Asher Titein Li Aser Ta'asrenu Loch. Everything you'll give me, I will give ma'aser. That was a pledge to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But it does not tell us that there's a mitzvah of ma'aser. Now, actually, ma'aser is actually derived from the din of ma'aser when it comes to peiros. There it does tell us that we must give ma'aser ani. But this concept of ma'aser ksofim, it is a very big machloikis what the level of this mitzvah is. Some rishonim say that it's a deraisa, and it's derived from, it's learnt out of aser to aser, as tfuah zarecho. It's learned, just like the Torah tells us, we must give Meiser on Tvura Zarecha, and we must also give Meiser on our Meiser Ksafim, on our income. Many say it's merely a Drabbanon, and we paskin according to Halacha that it's considered a minig. It's definitely an obligation to give Meiser, but it's an obligation that is not at the level of the Reis or the Rabbanon, but rather it's a minig of a tikkun that is passed down from the minig from Yaakov Avinu. If the Torah went to the lengths to tell us that Yaakov Avinu went ahead and gave Meiser, and the other Avos Avraham and Yitzchak gave Meiser, this is a minig that's passed down from generation to generation, which creates a solid chiyuv, a solid obligation for us to give Meiser. But on the other hand, it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa rabbanan, but rather it's considered a minig. Now, that being said, how a person gives his meiser has a very significant role in that person's obligation, because when, like we mentioned earlier, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, the Rambam tells us, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that tztaka harei v'chlal neder. So if a person makes a neder, I pledge to give 10% of all my earnings, then there is a mitzvah d'oraisa to give meiser, because it becomes a neder, it becomes a pledge to do so, to do a mitzvah. It's a nidri mitzvah, and that creates a mitzvah d'oraisa. So before a person pledges, or as the Pesukim tell us, if a person himself adapts a minig, a custom, his own custom, to give in a certain manner, or to give meiser, to give chaimish, to give 15%, whatever, to give in a certain frequency, in a certain manner, that all can be elevated to become a mitzvah d'oraisa. Although the mitzvah of meiser is not a mitzvah d'oraisa, but once a person pledges to give meiser, or pledges to give meiser in a certain manner, or gives meiser many times, more than three times in a certain manner, that could become a mitzvah d'oraisa, not the mitzvah of tzedakah, but rather the mitzvah of to be mekayim a neder. So, when we ask ourselves, what is the difference between tzedakah and meiser? So, the halacha of tzedakah, how much tzedakah does a person have to give midoraisa? A person has to give tzedakah. So that depends if it's kaimanim or if it's not kaimanim, which is a complex sugya, which Bezus Hashem we will discuss somewhere in this series, but it's beyond the scope of today's lecture, and that is that a person must give basically what's incumbent upon him in accordance to the aniyim that are within his network. If a person lives in a city that there are many aniyim, he has a large amount of money, this kaim aniyim, he may have to give more than meiser. The halacha of tzedakah is to satisfy the needs of the poor. And if he lives in a place where there are no aniyim and no one comes knocking on his door, midoraisa, all he has to give is a shlish shekel, a very minuscule amount of money per year. But if there are many aniyim with many needs, then he has to satisfy those needs in accordance to his position in the network of these aniyim, which basically, just to explain, a person has to try to assess what his position is in the community and in the aniyim that come to his door, and with the using the guidelines of aniyei ircha and aniyei yeshchuna and your kroivim, your relatives and the kedimas that are discussed in the halacha, and the Eretz Yisrael, that's really what the measuring stick is as to how much a person has to give. There's a minig to give at least meiser, even if it's like kaimanim, and there's a minig to give only meiser, even if it's kaimanim, and that's really how these two halachas reconcile. Tzedakah, we don't look at it's not a percent of your income. It's what you can afford in relationship to what the needs of the people in your network are. And meiser is a minute to give a very defined amount of either 10% or aser to aser renolach, 20%. And that is really a minig and really has to do with ma'aser. The halacha that we're discussing in the Rambam, the din of Baal Ta'achar, really relates to when a person pledges, not ma'aser, he pledges to give a certain amount of tzedakah, sell zul tzedakah, or I will give $1,000 to tzedakah. When does that person have to satisfy that pledge? That's where we discussed yesterday, and we saw the Rambam today, that a person has to give that pledge, to satisfy that pledge right away if it's kaimaniyim. If it's not kaimaniyim, he has to be mafreshed right away, and he would be transgressed Baal Ta'achar if he doesn't. Now, when it comes to Meiser is a minig. Again, I'll reiterate, and it's worthwhile sitting down with a halachic professional to really try to map out a person's Meiser obligation and when he has to give. But this halacha, to give it right away, it does not necessarily have relevance to Meiser. As we mentioned earlier, Meiser is very much subject to how a person wants to set up his Meiser obligation and his Meiser year. Now, when does that person have to give Meiser? The Poskim tell us that a person should try to give Meiser and make a calculation twice a year. Now, what a person can do and should do is to have a separate Meiser account, and twice a year, or the Poskim say that if a person wants to do it even once a year, the Chafetz Chaim tells us in Avas Chesed, it's a good thing to do it before Rosh Hashanah, says the Chafetz Chaim. Other Poskim say that might be a nice recommendation, but a person could set any time of year, and if convenience sake and for tax purposes and for his bookkeeping purposes, it's kedai for him to do it at the end of the fiscal year or the beginning of the next fiscal year after the taxes come out, because the taxes are a very integral part of a person's Meiser obligation. A person only has to give Meiser on his net income after taxes, and therefore it might be worthwhile knowing what your tax obligation is to be able to really understand what your income is for that year. A person could be koveya that they will be doing their Meiser, could be before Pesach would be a nice, a better time, where a person has all the numbers from the previous year and he's able to make a sound calculation as to what his income was throughout the year. But a person should be kaveya one time a year. And the reason a person should be kaveya one time a year and designate one time every year to make this calculation is because the halacha is that if a person has losses, if a person has gains throughout the year, a person could create a timeline where every year they address and figure out exactly what their gains were with relationship to their losses, and they could take off their losses and if the person has, let's say, many businesses, or within one business itself, there's certain parts of the business that there were gains and other parts that there were losses. The halacha is that within 1 year, a person could deduct the losses from the gains and only give Meiser on the gains. But from 1 year to the next, a person would not have that allowance. Obviously, it's kedai to talk to a poysek if a person has a complex situation. But the simple halacha is that if a person loses money in 1 year, he cannot offset and count that against the gains of the following year. And he would have to give Meiser on the full amount of the gains of the following year, and he would not be able to deduct the Meiser, the losses of the previous year. And therefore, within 1 year, a person would be able to, and therefore it's kedai and very important to designate a certain time where a person makes his Meiser calculation as to exactly what his income was for the year, and then makes the hafrasha right away, like we mentioned. You take off the 10%, right away, and a person, again, when it comes to Meiser, a person could decide that he doesn't want to give the Meiser right away. since much of Meiser has to do with how a person set it up with the nether, with the pledge to give Meiser, like we mentioned, a person could calculate his Meiser in a manner where he doesn't have to give it immediately. He can put it into a fund. He can designate that he's going to give Meiser, but he's going to be giving the Meiser in this manner. Stock, on the other hand, if a person says, Haray Allah, he makes a nether, a very clear nether, he's going to give $1,000, he could say, I'm going to give it later, I'm going to give it in 6 months, I'm going to give it in a year. But if a person just makes a pledge, I will give X amount of money, there we have these words of the Rambam, which are very important, that there could be an Isser of Balta Acher if it's not given right away. If a person sets up his Meiser calculations in a manner where if he has a charitable trust or a fund or whatever it is that holds the Meiser and he wants to invest it, there could be some allowances for that. If he wants to distribute it slowly, if he has various ways to give the Meiser, a person could put that in place and it would not be over the Yisr Baal Ta'achar. But when a person gives stock and he says, I'm pledging to give $1,000 to this yeshiva, he would have to give it right away. And if he wouldn't, said the Rambam, he would be transgressed the Yisr Baal Ta'achar.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.